I think we got a couple more bags in the back.
On a sunny day, Michael McFarland and Marcus Williams are at the parking lot of a strip mall on 38th Street in Indianapolis. They're packing up bags of chips, canned vegetables, and diapers to deliver to a local homeless shelter.
Any more back there, Mike?
The two guys are in their 30s and have been friends for as long as they can remember.
We grew up together in the same neighborhood, used to go to school together, ride bikes, fix up cars, you know, just everyday friends.
That's Williams. Living on the northeast side of Indianapolis, he's seen how the area changed over time. Many grocery stores have shut down in recent years, leaving thousands of residents struggling. And that's a big problem, because a lack of fruits, vegetables, and other fresh food can contribute to ailments like obesity and diabetes.
We had 3 hours right here, which had canned goods.
So a few years ago, the two friends decided to start a convenience store to try and tackle the issue of food
cereals,
access.
Cakes, you got the sodas. In the back of the store was the fruits and vegetables, you know, tomatoes, potatoes.
But things were not easy at Wall Street Grocery. They ran on small profit margins, and they faced distributor and supply chain roadblocks. They could only get fruits on certain days, vegetables on others. It was hard to predict. Williams says it's more than just a job. It's a lifestyle.
You have to check the food every day, two or three times a day, turn it, spray it, flip it, check the dates. You got to stay on top of your distributors.
Now, they're shutting down their convenience store, but they're not abandoning their neighborhood. In fact, they are the future owners of a 15,000 square foot grocery store being built less than a mile away. Near the Arlington Woods neighborhood, workers are preparing a construction site. A family-owned Bloomington-based company is building a plant to make needles, catheters, and other medical devices used in hospitals all over the world. It's also spending $2.5 million to build a grocery store, Indy Fresh Market. Local organizations like Impact Central Indiana are pitching in with capital and inventory, too.
It was never part of our business plan to have a grocery store.
That's Pete Youngman, president of Cook Medical, a multi-billion dollar medical device company. He says talking to community members, it was clear that food access was an issue. And things came full circle when he met McFarland and Williams. Once the construction of Indy Fresh Market is complete, it will be turned over to McFarland and Williams through a rent-to-own model. Youngman says having a local grocery store owned by young members from the community and not another big box chain makes it easier to cater to the residents' specific needs.
So they're committed to making space in the grocery store so that local growers that they know can bring their produce in the grocery store. They can do education programs to teach people about foods they may have never seen before. So we're partnering right now trying to figure out a way to ensure that if people are prescribe food as medicine, they can get that paid for at the grocery store.
Such efforts are much needed, according to Nia T. Perrick, a global public health professor at New York University. She says if the store can get residents to spend their hard-earned dollars mindfully, it can be a win-win.
It could be a grocery store could give incentives, right? The more fruits and vegetables you buy, the more free points you get to go and buy more. There could be very creative ways.
As McFarland and Williams empty their convenience store and give away the remaining food stock, they know a lot is riding on their plans. To help their community move forward, they have to make sure residents reap the benefits of the new, bigger store. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri.